Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy customizable themes that let you build your brand. Marketing tools that get your products out there, and that's just the beginning. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go. Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you. Shopify, your all-in-one commerce platform.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com.au/listen.
You're listening to SBS News.
It's one of the world's most important shipping routes, but there is currently no consensus on whether the Strait of Hormuz is open to naval traffic. Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Eshmael Bagai announced on the weekend the passage is shut, telling Iranian state media that decision is due to ongoing violence in Lebanon.
The commitments are very clear. An end to the war on all fronts, including in Lebanon. We have honoured our commitments. They have failed. This constitutes a clear violation of the ceasefire memorandum.
That was before Iranian and American negotiators met in the first of a series of talks aimed at ending conflict that began with US and Israeli strikes on Tehran earlier this year. The White House has since moved to quash concerns about the Strait's closure. U.S. Energy Secretary Chris Wright says 67 ships moved through the Strait on Saturday, compared with 55 the day before, adding that oil and fuel traffic is now close to pre-conflict levels.
Traffic is flowing through the Straits quite nicely. Now, that's because of a U.S. military presence. Iranians still have not demined the central shipping channel, but the U.S. opened a separate channel down south, and we've been escorting ships through that for several weeks now.
Commercially available shipping data, however, is at odds with the statement. Only one tanker crossed the waterway with its location signalling transponders on after Iran's announcement, compared with dozens of ships in recent days. Iran's news agency cited a military source on Sunday saying no permits are being issued for ships to cross until further notice. The back-and-forth statements come after the first round of talks between the United States and Iran wrapped up in Switzerland. Both parties are stuck on various terms, including sanctions relief, releasing Iran's frozen assets, and security concerns around Lebanon and the Strait. A halt to fighting between Israel and Iran-backed Hezbollah fighters is a key condition of the interim peace deal signed last week. In the wake of the talks, Hossein Khovanzadeh, a member of Iran's negotiating delegation, says that issue dominated the discussion.
The issue of Lebanon received more emphasis than anything else. Naturally, if with regard to Lebanon, which is one of the principal fronts where the end of the war must be declared, this does not happen, then the subsequent issues will certainly not be negotiated.
Lebanese state media reports Israeli strikes killed at least five people in the country's south on Saturday. Hezbollah Secretary General Naim Qassem has urged the Lebanese government to advocate for itself while Iran is negotiating with the United States.
Go and fix out your situation with Iran, your political authority. Fix your relationship with Iran. Even the United States is fixing its situation with Iran. All Arab countries are adjusting their relations with Iran. What are you? What kind of people are you? You are still standing aside behind the rest. Why? Sort it out. Catch up at the right time, because this is a source of strength for you. No one will take anything away from your path.
The Lebanese Health Authority reports almost 4,000 people have been killed since March in Israel's ongoing assault in the south. More than 1.2 million people have been displaced. Narimen Hashemi, who has fled her home in Mashdal Zun, expressed faith in the Iranian regime to resolve the conflict.
This time, God willing, yes, the ceasefire will hold. God willing, this time. We do not believe Israel, no. We believe our fighters and the battlefield, surely. Thanks to our young men and thanks to Iran. Their word is a word, God willing.
Iran has warned Washington will be responsible for any breach of the agreement, while Israel says it's not a party to the deal. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has made it clear he will not withdraw troops from what he says is a security zone in southern Lebanon, where Israel's military is fighting Hezbollah cells. Speaking at a policy summit in Jerusalem, Mr. Netanyahu also doubled down on his promise to stop Iran ever having nuclear arms. He says diplomacy will not change Israel's bottom line.
No matter what happens in the talks, with an agreement, without an agreement, I pledge to you that Iran, as long as I'm prime minister, will never have a nuclear weapon. Never. As long as I am the prime minister of Israel, I will not let that happen.
The first round of talks between the US and Iran closed abruptly and early in Lucerne. Sources close to the Iranian negotiating team told Iran's semi-official Tasnim news agency diplomats walked out of the talks in protest over comments made by US President Donald Trump. While not present for discussions in Switzerland, President Trump had posted remarks to his social media platform Truth Social during the meeting, writing, "Iran must immediately stop their highly paid proxies in Lebanon from causing trouble. If they don't, we'll hit Iran very hard again, just like we did last week, only harder." Fox News later reported Trump had gone further in an interview, saying he'd told Iranian officials, if they close the strait, you won't have a country, threatening to take over the waterway. Iran's parliamentary speaker, Mohammad Bagher Khabalif, responded on social media, striking a more diplomatic tone. He wrote on X that the Iranian armed forces remain ready to respond in other ways, writing,
"We do not take these statements seriously, but it would nevertheless be advisable for them to show more restraint."
U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance says Washington is seeking a reset in relations with Tehran if Iran abandons its nuclear ambitions and support for regional instability.
"This is a historic meeting. Never before, outside of Islamabad and here, has the Iranian and American leadership met at such a high level. What the president has asked us to do is turn over a new leaf, to transform our relationship with the people of Iran and to extend an outstretched hand that says to the people of Iran that if your leadership is willing to give up being a driver of regional instability, if they are willing to give up nuclear weapons ambitions for the long term, then the United States is willing to fundamentally transform our relationship with that country."
Ultimately, both sides have agreed to continue technical negotiations. Camille Bianchi, SBS News.
Hi, it's Noor Haider, one of the hosts of The Guardian's daily news podcast, Full Story. Every weekday, we bring you a single story, going beyond the headlines and taking you closer to The Guardian's journalism. Combining personal storytelling with analysis, we take you inside the stories that matter most. For fearless, independent reporting that holds power to account, listen to Full Story from The Guardian, wherever you get your podcasts.